Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spuller. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, when it comes to making wine, sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know. And you've discovered a winery that has, well, I would say very well connected indeed.
Yeah, this is a brand called The Pairing. And this is a brand that a brand of wines that began in 2006 as an offshoot project for two small, prestigious Santa Barbara wine estates, Jonata and the Hilt Estate. And both of those are owned by ultra-prestigious Napa producer Screaming Eagle.
Yowza.
So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on here. Anyway, these are made from vineyard blocks that are either too young or don't fit with a particular vintage style that they're shooting for in any given year. So the wines are all line priced at $24.99, which is roughly half to a third of the price of the Jonata or the Hilt Estate. So this is pretty good value. I guess this is sort of a second label project, although all the fruit does come from Santa Ynez, Santa Rita Hills, and Santa Maria vineyards. So there's,
there's quality.
I tried three. The 2023 Santa Barbara Chardonnay, 2023 Santa Barbara Pinot Noir, and then a red blend from 2019 that is simply designated red. The Chardonnay first. Pale gold, extremely approachable. The wine features classic tropical fruit aromas with white flower notes. And on the palate, the wine is generous and well-balanced with subtle vanilla notes and medium body. The oak is nuanced and gentle, so it enhances and does not overpower.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good example of what I call sort of a classic Santa Barbara Chardonnay. The 2023 Santa Barbara Pinot Noir was also very good. Deep burgundy in color, aromas of plum, spice, and a touch of pomegranate, supported by generous, rounded, soft fruit with classic cherry flavors on the long finish.
Mm-hmm.
It's well executed. The wine sort of over-delivers for the price point. And there's, again, a touch of oak, but like the Chardonnay, it is subtle and well-balanced. It's a fairly charming wine.
Mm-hmm.
Last was the 2019 Red. Now, this is a blend of 60% Cabernet, 19% Cab Franc, 14% Merlot, and 7% Petit Verdot. So it's sort of a classic Bordeaux blend. As you might expect, it hits all the notes. Aromas of black fruits with tobacco, lead pencil, cherries, and some spice tones. On the palate, the wine is layered and dances between fruit-forward and savory notes. The finish, again, has well-integrated, slightly dusty tannins with a good dollop of acidity. It's just, you know, it's a really pleasant wine for $24.99. All in all, the pairing wines offer extremely good quality for the money. Since these are owned by the same folks who produce Screaming Eagle, I guess the quality shouldn't,
they know what they're doing.
A surprise. I enjoyed all three, but I'm always kind of a sucker for a good red blend.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, especially as the wine has had time to age since it's a 2019, the pairing red blend is my wine of the week.
Oh, Hugh, that sounds wonderful. And I'll point out pairing is like a pairing knife.
Right, P-A-R-I-N-G.
Not a food and wine pairing.
Right.
Okay. Fooled me at first. I'm Al Spuller.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.